Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here. We are on our daily devotion. I am super grateful and happy for us being on this journey. This is something that I am extremely excited about every single day. I truly, truly, truly love doing this. It keeps me accountable, but it also continues to pour into me. It pours into me as much as I'm able to pour into everyone else. So I want to say to you guys, thank you so much for all of your love. Thank you for allowing me to be used as a vessel as I am. We are here on day 8. I can't believe it. Okay. We are on day 8 of our daily devotion. And this fast is definitely doing what it is needing to do. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, Brandy, listen, I'm in the heat of it. I'm in the thick of it. I'm waiting on things to come to pass. Things are not coming to pass as quickly as I would like them to. There are some things that I'm just really waiting on, wanting to happen, and it ain't happening. I'm here to tell you guys, I'm sitting and standing in this with you. Okay. And oftentimes we get impatient with the process because we are so expectant upon what an outcome is going to be. Now, this is what I know. Okay. I do know that it's all going to work out for us. I do know that. I don't know what that it is for you, but I do know that it, regardless to what it is, if it is in your highest interest, it is in your best interest, it is in the favor of you, and God is wanting that for you, it is going to come into pass. So you do not need to worry. You do not need to complain. You do not need to get caught up in what's going on externally. You do not need to get caught up in the deceptive lie of woe is me. It is going to work out for you. And this is the reason why it is important for us to remain steadfast, flat foot steadfast when it comes to what we're believing, what we're praying, what we're saying, what we're hoping, what we're moving towards, how we are interacting and how we're engaging in our life. For a lot of us, it's often this has to happen in isolation because of the people that you have around you and the conversations that you have going on so much. You cannot live a normal, redundant life and still move and walk and talk and exist in faith, because it will cause you to question. It will make you feel a bit overwhelmed. It will make you second, third, and fourth guess if what you feel is right is really what you're feeling, because your circumstances may not match your level of faith. And so in order to keep yourself in position, you have to silence the noise. And in order to silence the noise, you have to close out the noise. Okay? Remember, it isn't about the end goal. The end goal is definitely what we are aiming towards, but the jewels are found in the process. The jewels are found in the journey. You're finding out about what you're capable of. You're finding more about your worth. You're figuring out more about who's in your corner. You're figuring out ways to be more assertive. You are learning to be quiet and pray more and fast more and be obedient. You're learning discipline. You're learning to busy yourself with productive things opposed to busying yourself to keep yourself in this whirlwind of hamster wheel of going nowhere. We are literally in position. Okay, so we have to remain in position. Don't get discouraged. Don't allow anybody to distort what it is that you know God is saying to you. This is very personal. This is a sacred space. You cannot get distracted. Okay, and this brings me to a part of the Bible I was reading. And for anyone who's new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is not a place where I'm a Bible thumper. I'm not a person to tell you what you should and should not believe in, but we are doing a fast. And what I believe in is God. I believe that for me personally, this is my path. This is my journey. This is what I'm believing in. And when I pray in Jesus' name. When I speak in Jesus' name. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm not saying that what I believe is better and righter than you. But what I am saying is, if whatever it is you believe in, doesn't make you a better person, doesn't gain you more faith, doesn't allow you to extend the highest version of yourself in the most potent light possible, then you might want to rethink what it is you believe in. Because whatever it is you believe in, whatever it is you say that you are, whatever it is you say that you follow, it should make you better. It should make you better. And your life should be an example of that. Your life should be an example of the purity, of the love, of the discernment, of the obedience, of the discipline, of the favor. Okay? And the mercy. Yes, and the grace. Okay? So, for all of you that are new here, welcome, 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 welcome to the fast. You know, we are on day 8. And for everyone who's already been a subscriber, you've been a follower, we're going on 6 years. I want to tell you guys, thank you so much. I do not take that lightly. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So back to what I was saying about the part of the Bible, there's verses. Now, in the first fast that we did last year from July, well, it wasn't the first fast, but the fast before this one, okay? It was from the end of July through September. And that particular fast, oh man, I probably will go back and redo that fast myself. Just go through it and listen. It was so potent. It was just so, so strong, right? And I spoke and I referenced a lot of the verses in the Bible as we were reading, as I'm reading and I'm studying and I'm really in devotion, right? And I come back to this particular verse that is in Genesis, okay? And there's a couple, right? There's a couple, but the one that I'm going to speak about today is definitely going to put that thing in your back, you know, give you a bit of that resilience that you're needing to conquer and to move and push forward. And I'm saying that because sometimes God sends us on this journey, right? We are abruptly in a new environment, something we did not anticipate, something we didn't expect, something we didn't even, in most cases, didn't even deserve, right? But you're put in this space where you're having to show up. You have been summoned, right? By God. You're being summoned, right? Life is summoning you to present yourself. There's a lot weighing on this. You have no choice but to show up, no matter how it looks, no matter how crazy it seems, no matter how you're unprepared, unskilled, unequipped, no matter how many people are going to say what is wrong with you, how many people are in complete opposite of the belief system is you. It doesn't even matter. None of it matters, because when you are anchored, okay, you're in a space where you are devoting yourself to something. In our case, we're devoting ourselves on this path, discerning ourselves through this path. God is anchoring us through. He has been anchoring us thus far, and we will continue to be anchored thus far because God has his hand on us. Okay. Now, when God has his hand on you, it doesn't always make sense where he leads you, but you just know you have to stay on the path. Okay. And one thing that's coming to me as we're speaking is, how do you know, how do I know that I'm still in alignment? Because there's so much that's going on, right? There's just so much that's going on. There's doors that are being closed. There's potential for new ones to be open, but I don't see the fruits of my labor yet. And all of this work I've done and all of the sacrifices I've made and all of the good I've sown, God, where are you? How do I know that I'm in the right lane? I'm in the right path. I'm on the anchor. We're on this together. How do I know? Because I do know that you go before me, right? He's gone before you. And sometimes you don't really know where he at because he's silent. It's kind of like when you're in the disciples and y'all in that boat and we in the ocean. And I know that I'm sitting with Jesus, right? I know I'm sitting with you. I know that I'm with you. Okay. I know that I'm with you, but these waves is getting a little bit rocky and I'm getting a little bit nervous because I don't quite know how to control the waves, but I do know that I'm with you and you over here silent. You sleep. Okay, like, God, where you at? Wake up, wake up. So I'm nervous. I'm trying not to panic. I'm trying to act as if, I got this all in control. Because first of all, you don't want nobody in the boat to know that you don't know what you're doing. And then second of all, you don't want God to think that you just ain't, you ain't got that much faith. Yeah, a little faith, So you want to hold on to that little mustard seed of faith you have, and you want to hold it tight, and you want to keep your strength up, and you want to know. But these waves are tumbling this little boat, okay? And this boat is a little rocky, and you get a little freaked out. You start to hyperventilate. You start to, you're sweating a little much. You're nervous, and you patting. You're like, Jesus, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? God, wake up, because it's like, well, I can't swim. No, I can't swim. But for the people that can't, okay, we're gonna make this a little bit more dramatic, okay? But you can't swim, so you in the depth of this ocean. You don't know what's in this water. There's no lights. There's no lifeboats. There's no paddle boats. There's no nothing. It's just Jesus and you and the disciples on this boat, and now you're nervous, and so you're trying to get his attention. And sometimes that's how it feels when we're on this journey. We're like, God, you sent me here. This is where you told me to go. I am following you. But now it's a little bit rocky. Okay. So how do I know that I really got in the right boat? Like, how do I know I'm on the right path? How do I know that I haven't deterred off and I haven't kind of strayed away? How do I know? Well, this is how I've come to my conclusion. Okay. This is how you know that the good Lord, okay, is still with you, okay, because he will put something in you to do. He will summon you to do something that appears to be completely out of the norm, like out of the norm, out of the norm, out of, my capabilities. I'm unskilled in this area, or perhaps I'm going in a place where I have absolutely no idea how to get there. I don't know who's gonna be there. I don't know if I'm gonna have enough backup. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't know nothing, but you're sending me somewhere because God has a plan. Okay, God has his plan. All right, so here you are on this journey. Here you are asking the Lord, okay, God, I just want to know. I just want to be a bit, I just want a bit of confirmation on, am I on the right path? Like, am I literally following you? Is this where you want me to go? Because I've come this far and I was doing real good, but now there's been some kind of mishap. There's been delays, whether it be career issues, whether it be relationship issues, whether it be children acting up, health, whatever. I am just now hitting some hurdles, and I just want to make sure. So if I'm in the wrong path, I can go ahead and redirect myself, because I don't want to go in the depth of this mess if I don't have to. And the good Lord says, oh, child of mine, I don't think that's how he sounds, but you know what? Just bear with me. Okay. We're in this together, because again, we are in this together. Okay. So we're in this thing. We're in this thing. And God is like, oh, child of mine, oh, I would like for you to do this. Okay. So let me give you an example of what this could be in extremities. Okay. So let's go back to Genesis. I am going to be referencing Genesis 7, right? And I'll go back and forth. So I'll go between Genesis 7 and Genesis 9. But prior to Genesis 7, so let's start from the beginning of Genesis, right? In the beginning, everything was good. God created everything. He created the sun, he created darkness, he created everything, and everything was good. Everything was perfect. Everything was pure. Everything was everything until y'all know what happened. Okay. Okay. So we're past that part. We're past that part. Okay. So everybody's running a whole muck. The world that the Lord has created has now turned into chaos. It's chaotic. It is deceptive. It is dark. It is not what he wanted. Okay. Disobedience and calamity is what we got. However, we beyond that part. Now we're in Genesis 7 and you have Noah. Okay, so God is upset. Not at Noah, but he's upset. He's upset because people are not being obedient. He's upset because people have destroyed his great creation. They have made basically a mockery of what he has created. Okay, and so the good Lord says to Noah, okay, I'm going to destroy everything. I'm going to just wipe the earth clear. I'm going to wipe it clear. I'm going to start it over. Okay, I'm going to start it completely over. I'm going to have a storm come in and I am going to just wipe it all up. The people, the animals, the fruit, the food, everything. Everything must go. Okay. And again, I'm going to need y'all to reference and read these verses of the Bible for yourself, because I am reiterating, okay, in my mind, because I listen, it's a dramatization, but it is exactly what's going on in these chapters. I ain't making up nothing. This is in the Bible. So y'all going to read it. It's in Genesis. Okay. So this is what God is saying. God says in Genesis 6, he says, I'm going to start at verse 11. I'm just going to read a bit of this to give you a glimpse of, I ain't making this up. And then I'm going to get to the verse I'm really referencing. Okay. He says, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide and 45 feet high. Make a roof for it and finish the ark within 18 inches of the top. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I'm going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. You and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and them. Now, hold up now. Okay, let's just hold up now. Before I get to Noah's response that I want to reference, I want to put you in the mind frame of exactly how God does things. Okay, first of all, it's just me and God here. Okay, the good Lord. Okay, I'm already confused about this lane I'm in. I'm already confused about this mission impossible God has sent me on, but I'm believing so strongly. I'm trying to hold on to my faith. I'm trying to remain disciplined. I'm trying to stay connected to my spirit. I'm trying to avoid all of the distractions. I'm doing all the things, and I'm asking God to give me clarity. Tell me, God. Come talk to your girl. Come holler at your girl. Okay. Let me know. Let me make sure that I'm on the right path, because I just don't know. You know, I just don't know. It's too much going on. This can't be the path you wanted for me. I mean, I know I'm sitting in your blessings right now. I'm walking in your blessings right now. God knows you have blessed me abundantly right now, but you got me going towards some new blessings, and I kind of think I done detoured and I may not be on the right path. So I'm asking you to make sure that I'm with you. Okay. And God's response to me is, you got so much faith in me. Okay. You got so much belief in me, and you You so angry with everybody else and with everything else, you know, let's just put this in the layman terms. You mad at the folk that done came at me. You know, you upset about the people who ain't listened to me and I didn't try to make them take heed. You done did your thing. You upset because they blasting your name and they stoning all of you're upset about it. Okay. You upset about people and the things and all the things they do. Okay. I understand. But I'm already a little bit confused about the path I'm on. However, you trust me so much. You got to understand the kind of trust. Now, either God really, 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 really trusted Noah, or he was testing Noah. But either way, it was a bit extreme to ask. Okay, you're telling me, God, okay, I'm asking you to tell me, this is how you know that you're on the right path of God, because God will always send you on a journey that seems as if it is just absolutely undoable. Just undoable. You know, like, what? How you want me to go get every, you want me to go get two of every kind of species of everything and put it on a boat that has not been created? I'm supposed to put it together. You ain't told me I got no builders. You haven't told me where to get this plywood from. You haven't told me where to get the tools to put this together. You haven't said anything. Okay. You just gave me precise instructions on how tall, how wide, what needs to be built inside of it. And I need to do this with what exactly? So these are the type of things. This is how God sends you on this what it feels like a wild goose chase. It's like, wait a minute now. Okay. Now this gotta be God, because the devil ain't even thinking that type of creative. You know, he only using what he knows I already got possessions in. Because why in the world you gonna ask me to go out here and figure out a way to go and find birds that I don't really like and animals I'm not fond of, probably some he's never even heard of. And I'm supposed to put all these people on this boat with these animals and these species. Some of them may be afraid of these animals. Some of them may be, you know, don't like each other. We could have a little conflict going on under our house and our roof. And now you just want me to put us all on this boat for however long while you go and destroy the whole world. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. So Noah says, yeah, great. Okay, I'm going to go do what God told me, because for one, I believe and I know you created all of this. So if you're telling me you're going to build a covenant with me, you're going to protect me, you're going to protect everything. That is what you call protecting, not just your tree, but protecting its roots. I'm protecting you. He's protecting Noah, not from the storm, just the storm, right? But he's protecting Noah and everything that he brings in, everything attached to him, everything that he has the capability to put into this ark. Okay? He's protecting and salvaging that. He's keeping that. That will be what is left of the earth. Now, I'm sure at this point, Noah is not really conceptualizing the fact that, okay, everything I bring on this ark is what is going to be left. There won't be anything else. It's just going to be this, right? This is just going to be this. Okay. And I'm supposed to be obedient to this because God has sent me on this. And I asked God for clarity. Okay. We're asking God for clarity. And are you sure? And what do you get in return? Okay. More responsibilities. So more things you have to be obedient about. And so you're on this journey. You're afraid. You're nervous. You're scared. Things aren't really panning out the way you want them to do at this point. But now they really not finna pan out the way you expect, because you have no idea what to expect, because now you have a mission that appears to be impossible. Okay, but something God said in the statement to Noah, he told Noah how to build it. He told him how long it needs to be, how wide, how high. He told them all the way. He told him all the way down to how many decks. But then he also said, I'm going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens and every creature that has breath of life in it. But I will establish my covenant with you and you will enter the ark, right? And he lets him know. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female. Okay? Now, what he said after that was, every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. Now, wait a minute. That might be the word, and that may be the end of the devotion, but it ain't. But hold up. God said, I'm going to destroy everything but these things. And while you are building this ark, I'm instructing you down to the inches of how to build. I'm going to summon every creature that is walking to you. Every creature that moves along the ground is going to come to you. So they're going to know where to come. You don't have to go find them. You don't have to go into the woods. Now, the first thought in our mind is, oh, my God, now I got to go off in these trees. I got to go off in the water. I don't know how to swim. I got to go down and get the whales, and I got to go find the dolphins, and I got to go find the octopus, and I got to go find the eagles, and I got to go. God said, you build the ark. This is where you have to really pay attention to how God says things. And this is very, it makes me think of when you're asking God for something and God doesn't give you the cake, or he doesn't give you the actual finished dish. He gives you the ingredients to make it, right? But we're looking for the finished product. God is saying, no, I'm giving you specific details. I'm giving you specific details because your answer is in your obedience. Your reward is in your obedience. Yes, it's an overwhelming thought that I have to build this ark, right? And you're sent on this mission impossible to create all of this safe haven for everybody as instructed. But before you get to dwindling off path and allowing your mind to go rapid on you with details of how, why, when, what, where, you just need to focus on what you were told. Okay? God told you what he's gonna do. That ain't your concern now. Your concern is not when he's gonna do it. Your concern is not how he's gonna do it. Is it gonna hurt? Are people going to be, you know, able to come back from this? Am I going to be what's left on the planet? That is not your concern. Your concern is building this ark. And his concern, while very overwhelming and very justifiable that it is a concern, it is not for him to figure out the upkeep of, making sure that it can withstand however long. If God is telling you specific instructions on the size and the inches and what needs to be in it, then he is telling you this because he knows the way that he's instructing you to build it means it should survive what he's about to do. Okay? So we're in this space now. Noah has done exactly what God told him to do. Okay. And this is when I'm not going to go through all of that. I'm just going to tell you that, of course, the flood comes. Okay. And according to the Bible, Noah was 600 years old. Now, let's just say we 60. Okay. Because you know what I'm saying? This is, just think about it. It's a 60-year-old person who's sent on this instruction to go build this ark. How, why, when, why, where, whatever. I don't know. But God told me to do it. And he has that much faith. Okay. He has that much faith. And every day he did as instructed. So eventually the ark is filled with all of these creatures and the people. Okay. The storm comes, but it isn't a storm for one day. It is a storm that lasts for days and days and days, 180 days. Okay. Oh, 150 days. I'm sorry. 150 days. And then God remembered Noah and all the wild animals in that ark. Because I can imagine God is so upset and he's so angry and he's so frustrated that his protected sacred space has been violated. It has been violated by deceit. It has been violated by discord. It has been discrimination. It has been all kind of conflict. It is just not what he wanted it to be. And he's angry and he has just lost control of the time. He ain't time don't exist. He just doing it. He wants it all gone. And it is going and going and going until God remembered. Right? So I want to say something to you before I get to that final part that I want to touch on. Sometimes we can be on this journey and sometimes we can get on this path and sometimes we can be so deeply engulfed in what is happening and what is not happening and why we feel like we feel and things are not happening the way we need them to. And we're all in shambles and everything is going wrong and we don't know what to do and all of these things, right? And sometimes we just have to remember that in our obedience is the reward. Now, yes, sometimes we want to say, okay, God, it's enough pressure. Let's stop. All right. You remember I'm here. Hi. Just like we, the disciples in that boat, Jesus, you know, you got to call him out. You got to wake him up. Are you asleep? What happened? You can't rest right now. This is not the time to go to sleep. Okay. But you have to remind yourself that this is all a part of the plan. That it doesn't matter what this looks like. It doesn't matter how the winds are blowing. It doesn't matter how the rain is pouring. It doesn't matter how scary it looks. It does not matter because I already know God made a covenant with me. God made a covenant with you. He already told you that he was going to protect you. He already told you that you and everything that you brought in were good. He told you that. That means your home is good. Your family is good. Your kids, your job, your money, your relationship, everything you brought with you on that ark, no matter how long this storm lasts, is good. It's good. Because the reason for the storm is because everything was originally good until it wasn't. And because God made a covenant with me, I'm not concerned with what happens on the outside of it. I'm not concerned with who does what, why, and when, and where. I'm not concerned of what, how crazy I looked building this art. Because you know what? They gone and I'm here. You understand? God has a covenant with you. That's something that's sacred. You can't even explain it. Imagine being Noah saying, well, I don't know what's going to happen to them, or I can't even tell you what's going to happen. I can't warn you. I can't do nothing because the Lord didn't tell me to do that. He told me to go get these plywoods and go figure out how to build this ark. And while everybody laughing, talking, what are you looking crazy going around here? You 60 years old, you 40 years old, you 30 years old. What are you doing grabbing plywood? What are you building? Why are you doing that? Whole time they don't know they about to be gone. But that's how God works. He ain't telling them that he told you to build that ark. He ain't telling them that he told you to grab two of every kind of everything. He did not tell them that he instructed the creatures to route to you to be protected. He did not tell them that he was about to destroy them and everything they come with because of actions upon themselves. He ain't tell them that. So it's not your duty to go and tell, because honestly, you'll sound completely crazy. Some of the things God has us doing sounds completely out of the norm because no one has done it before, because no one has seen it done before, because your faith is built different. Your covenant with God is different. You can't get distracted. Are you on the right path? Yes. It don't matter what it look like. It doesn't matter what it looked like. God already told you that he is protecting you and blessing you and everything connected to you. So if I fast forward to Genesis 9. Okay. It says, then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all of the birds of the air, upon every creature that moves along the ground and upon all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. Now talk about abundance tenfold. Talk about moving in obedience. Talk about doing the mission impossible in an extraordinary way. How do you explain that? What somebody think they doing to you? What someone thinks they're taking from you? It's only blessing you because it's all going away. All of it's going away. Everything you touch is protected. Everything that you hold dear to you is protected. All you have to do is be obedient. Remain obedient. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't second guess. Don't question. Yes. Am I on the right path? Yes. Is it going to work out? Yes. How? I don't know, but it is. I don't know, but it is. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you how. I can't explain it to you. It don't make sense to me either, but it is. It's going to work out because it has no choice. It has no choice. So whatever it is that you're waiting on, whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you feel like just is not coming to pass the way it needs to, I just want you to know that there are instructions specifically for you. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it looks like, no matter how crazy it may seem, you're protected and you're safe and you're covered and God got you. Okay? So know that and understand that no matter what, it's going to work out. Okay? That is our daily devotion for today, because I went much longer than I anticipated. But I want you guys to know that everything is working out the way it's supposed to work out. And you don't have to worry about what it looks like. You don't have to worry about if it is something that is truly going to come to pass, because it is. And it is not going to take as long as you think it is. Just remain diligent, remain faithful, remain committed to the process. I promise you, what it is that you're waiting on is already there. But God is trying to clear the path some more. He's clearing up some things. Okay. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love. Thank you for your support. And I look forward to our next daily devotion. Until our next episode, be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Bye.